Welcome, citizens, to Liberty Tales from the Tower. As your media director, it is my privilege to inform you that the following stories may contain content some listeners will certainly find disturbing. Thank you for joining us in our return to AB3 late night broadcasts. Due to budget reallocation, we have 5 tales for you during the first half of this season. And then we will take a long break to recoup. Before we bring you tonight's tale, a quick update from the Meal Production Division.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The Department of Research and Development's Meal Production Division would like to extend another public reassurance regarding the recent change in several batches of the newly produced pork meal. Although the change in color was not an intended side effect of the new formulation, it is now clear this change should have been announced prior to the release of the newly improved meal. The pork meal is perfectly safe for citizen consumption, and the new formulation is optimized for improved citizen health. So do not worry and enjoy your meal knowing the science of our city stands behind you and your safety.
Thank you, Aurelia. And for some more entertaining news, the Department of Public Affairs and their Division of Interactive Media are diligently at work constructing the latest Night Adventure and Entertainment Expo. The Expo is just a few weeks away, so be sure to check your schedules and prepare your timetables to accommodate your night of excitement. Well, if you're joining us for the first time, prepare yourself for the tales to come. We start this season of Tales from the Tower with a story by our own in-tower archivist, Caitlin Statz. She has recovered some peculiar recordings from a recent mining excavation, which drills into us a true fear for the Narrow.
Can I pour you a drink?
Yes, please. Thank you, ma'am.
I'm a scientist. No need to call me ma'am.
Sorry, you're the team lead, though.
Yes, team lead specialist Carrillo, and it's nice to meet you, Officer Card.
Do I get to know what this is all about?
I'm here to brief you, so yes.
I'm ready to begin when you are.
22 days ago, the mining division in this sector was expanding resource collection efforts to a lower cave system. Standard operating procedure. No faults on their end. Specialist Maximilian Perez accidentally trapped his leg in a hole. As you can see, it's rather mundane, a crack in the rock. 58.7 centimeters long and 27.4 centimeters at its widest point.
I see.
Specialist Perez brought it to the attention of the Exploratory and Scientific Mining Division, and we came out 20 days ago to begin the examination into new possible cave systems and mining resources. We first attached cameras to a descent cable to stream video from within the Narrow.
The Narrow?
Yes. Now, we found several pressing issues with this, the primary one being resonant magnetic interference that distorts our transmission frequencies, but which does not affect short-wave radio transmission. By the end of day one, we had no information and decided upon new tactics. 4 days later, we had assembled 3 exploratory mining specialists to begin a descent. This is the relevant collection from that day.
Recording 1, the Narrow. Is it working?
Yes, please don't do that. All radios are set to go. Harnesses, breathers, da-da-da, everything is set.
Jeez, I see why you picked us. You'd have to be skinny as a beam to get through that.
A beam? Walco, you're a bull with arms.
Shut up. Any readings on depth or when we'll reach the cave floor?
No, not even with a laser.
There are dozens of reasons that wouldn't work, Rama. Let's just get to it.
Let's get them down there, everyone. Ver, step up first, and we'll begin your line descent.
Me first. Flattery.
I have to say, though, Gorillo, I'm still taken.
Be still, my heart. May the Archon watch over you. All clear. Drop him down.
Now descending.
Now in the narrow. Depth, 2 meters.
Rama, you're next.
Ready. Begin descent.
Now descending.
In the narrow. Depth, 2 meters.
Walco, best for last.
Don't push that responsibility on my shoulders, Carrillo.
You can handle it. Here we go. Begin descent.
Depth, 2 meters. Getting crowded down here. We're getting descent in 3, 2, 1. We've reached 20 meters.
What do you see so far?
Smooth walls, some crystalline formations. I can take a streak test. Hey, Ver. Push me to the wall. Black streak off the course formation. Visually gray-black coarse grain rock, though smoothed out. I'd say magnetite as it... Yes. Magnetic pull. As for the crystalline formations, I'd... Hey, Walco. Shine your laser over here. There? Yes. So for the crystalline formations... Given the alignment and refractive properties, I'd wager on rutile.
In the same system?
We'll gather more data. But from a preliminary viewing, I would agree with Rama.
Continue descent. If the same formations continue to 40 meters, take a sample.
Understood. Need some music or something. These guys don't chat.
You are nearing 40 meters. Still the same formations?
It's widened, but the general formations are unchanged. The rutile formations are more prominent now. The walls shine. It is rather beautiful.
Readout says you've reached 45 meters. Go ahead and pull a sample.
Pass me the sample dish. Done. Easy enough. Continuing descent. These things move so slow.
The descent is a safe speed. You'll get there when you get there.
Now approaching 50 meters. There's more of the coarse grain formation here. I want to take another sample.
Go ahead.
Walco, Rama, have you looked up yet? How by reef did we get down here?
What does that mean, team?
Ver's right. Looking up, it seems like the narrow is... Narrow. It looks narrow. Impossible to think we fit through there. We have a problem.
Everything all right, Rama?
The sample I took at 40 meters has... liquefied. Show me. Can confirm. Carrillo, the sample is liquefied.
Any ideas?
Not really. It looks like mercury. Test will tell. Should we continue descent?
Yes, all clear to continue down.
Gorilla, depth at 76 meters. Respond.
Here, team. How are you hanging?
The descent path is narrow, but it's not the issue. We are all seeing pink.
Please elaborate.
Maybe the air or light reflection on the rocks, but everything looks pink. I have an idea.
What's happening down there?
Rama just zipped himself into his privacy hood like he's hiding from a fringer in his closet.
Well, you see, I'm
checking to see if the light is pink without the reflection from the mineral formations. Conclusion? It's in the air, not the reflection.
Get your masks on now. Second to left light on your left-hand readout. What's the color?
Green.
Green. Green. Still there, Carrillo?
Yes. Keep the masks on. Atmosphere reader has you in the clear for oxygen levels, but we'll run tests. Get a sample and keep those masks on.
Ugh, I hate these things. But what are we thinking? Maybe pink? Nitrogen?
We thought that up here too, but nitrogen gas would have displaced the oxygen, so your readout would respond.
So we just continue?
Rob!
What's that? Down there! Scrap! Walker, Rama! Did you see it? Look! Look!
There. Talk to me. What do you see?
I can't see it. Where did it go? Get up! Get up, Rama!
Someone report. Now.
Walker. Dead. Blood.
Bear, report. Walko. Rama. Report.
Ree, they're dead. They're just hanging from the harnesses. Pull me up. Pull me up. Faster!
Only got one speed, Rama, but you are coming up. You have to tell me what's going on down there.
I don't know!
Get me an officer on the line.
Will do. It sounded like you killed them.
I know.
Carrillo! Talk to me! Get me out of here! Something's down here!
Rama, you're at 25 meters and rising. You will be up here in no time.
It's closing up, Carrillo! It's closing up! I won't be able to get out of here! Hurry!
You'll make it, Rama. You're panicking, and claustrophobia is setting in. Take some deep breaths. Close your eyes if you need to. 14 meters and rising.
I see the light!
7 meters. 6. 5. 4. Get to the narrow now. Get him out of there.
Down there. The pink.
When Rama was removed by the narrow by assisting officers, he fell asleep. More accurately, I think he fainted. He was covered in blood and black soot. The bodies of Walko and Ver were pulled up following Rama's removal. They had been mauled. Bite marks matching the dental records of Specialist Rama.
He killed them.
Rama does not remember killing them, and swears that something was down there with them.
Something?
Sampling the air and mineral formations from the narrow brought more questions. The air did have a higher-than-average nitrogen concentration, but not enough to cause injury. More interesting was the presence of a chemical compound we could not identify, which was deemed non-toxic. The area with the strange gaseous anomaly is now called the Pink. The liquid mineral sample came back with little usable information. Magnetic, high iron content, high density, very little else. The next recording is from 3 days later, when we sent Rama back down the narrow.
Recording to the white stripe.
Rama.
Carrillo. I didn't do it.
I'm not here to determine that. I'm just here to check your readouts before we put you back in.
There is something down there.
Not my call anymore. When Walko and Ver came up, didn't come up, this turned into more than a mining exploration.
just lowering me down.
Readings all clear. Begin the descent.
Approaching 25 meters.
The pink was reported at 76 meters during the last descent. Point out whenever you start to notice the pink gaseous substance, and take another sample of the surrounding mineral at around 50 meters.
Understood.
Approaching 50 meters.
Moving to take sample. Sample collected.
Still solid?
For now.
Any sign of the pink?
No. No humming either.
Humming?
Last time, there was... music.
Well, tell me if you hear it again.
Passing 65 meters. The rock sample is liquefying. Not sure I can say melting.
Understood.
At 69 meters, hearing a hum.
I don't hear anything.
It's faint. Should I continue or stop?
How are your readouts?
Normal across all systems.
Continue.
At 72 meters. Starting to see the pink.
72 meters. Okay, logged. Take an air sample and continue.
Sure, yeah. Do you hear the hum now? I'll leave my line open from here on out.
Yes, I hear it now.
It vibrates off the walls down here. It feels... I feel tired.
Continue down. We've more to see.
Passing 97 meters now. Still pink. The humming has subsided.
How do you feel?
Tired. Angry. My fingers feel hot. I want to close my eyes.
You're farther down the narrow than before, and we don't know what to expect. Stay alert.
These harnesses are so uncomfortable.
Rama, listen to me. What's around you? Has it grown wider, more narrow? Any mineral change?
It's the same. It feels the same. Laser measurements come back skewed, but visually, it looks uniform.
How's the rock sample?
Liquid. Sloshing about in the collection tray.
Has it become more pink?
Less pink. Actually, it has been a gradual fade out from... Wait. I see something.
Are you in danger? Should we start ascension?
No. This change in the rock formation. Band of different mineral composition. This white stripe with... in the black walls. All the way around. Depth of, 110 meters to 111 meters. So, almost a meter in height. Visually distinct. Again, it is a white stripe. It looks slightly tinted pink.
Visual assessment?
Vitreous luster in spots. Dull in others. But that may be due to abrasion. Partially transparent when illuminated with laser. Cubic crystalline structure. It may just be halite.
Salt?
I'll take a sample and move on.
Weird place to find salt.
Not salt. The metal scribble just started melting.
Drop it.
I did it! Fuck! It's on my glove! I can't get it off!
I can't get it off! Ah! Burns! Pull me up! Pull me up!
Pull him up here now.
Alma, just don't touch it. Whatever you do, don't touch the affected area.
Now, move this thing faster. Pull him up. And counting. Do not touch his arm. He is to be treated as a hostile biohazard to anything. We don't know what's happening, but be ready. 2 meters. 1. Get him out of there!
Hold still. Reeve, his arm.
Cut it off! Cut it off!
Don't touch the wound. Don't get it on you.
Cut it off! Cut it off!
What do we do?
Hold him still. Use the pole. Drop the arm in the narrow. Now! Rama? Rama, can you hear me? Scrap these out. Get medical down here now!
We do not know what the white stripe is, as we cannot take samples of it. After the brutal death of 2 specialists and the maiming of a 3rd, we brought in Civil Defense Force officers for the descent. The next recording is from 5 days later, when we were assigned Officer Silva and further oversight from the CDF.
Recording 3, the pool.
Ma'am, Officer Silva is ready for final statements and checks.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You, Officer Silva, have been fully briefed regarding the activities of the Narrow and its exploration thus far?
Yes.
You, Officer Silva, understand the dangers of undertaking this descent?
Yes.
You, Officer Silva, choose to partake in the descent of the Narrow as requested by your division, but of your own free will?
Yes.
You, Officer Silva, have created a last will and testament in the case of your death or permanent and total mental disability?
Yes.
You, Officer Silva, are an idiot.
I will do what I can to aid in the expansion and safety of Atreus, Specialist Carrillo. If this Narrow is a threat, I will help you and your team figure this out any way I can.
The odds are not in your favor, Silva, but we will be ready on this end. Are you prepared to begin descent?
Yes.
May the Archon watch over you. All clear. Begin the descent.
Now descending.
At 69 meters down, you will begin to hear a hum. We will stop the descent there and ask you some questions.
Just questions?
Yes. Also, after the 60 meter mark, please stay aware of the color of the Narrow's atmosphere.
Looking for the pink. Correct?
Wow. We know you listened during your briefing.
To every word.
Any questions before you reach the depths?
What do you think is down here? Carrillo?
Nothing we need. Something we want.
Well then. Vague.
I do not know what's down there. I never could have imagined the pink, the white stripe. I do not think I can imagine the end, or what else lies between here and there.
You are the most reassuring person I have ever worked with.
You are approaching the 60 meter mark. Do you hear anything?
Give me another meter. I hear a hum, like music.
We'll stop the descent. Stop the descent a moment.
The music is so pretty.
How do you feel at this point, Silva?
Feel tired.
You don't need to lie to me, Silva. I'm not your superior officer. How do you feel?
annoyed. Furious. Why the fuck do I have to be down here? Why is no one here with me? My hand feels hot, my face is burning. How did I get assigned this job?
Begin the descent again, quickly. We're starting the descent again, Silva.
Why? We don't know what's down here. Dedicating resources to this is asinine.
Do you see the pink yet? You're at 69...
meters. Yes, 69 meters. The whole place is starting to look pink. It's not new to you, though, is it?
So, we can confirm our suspicions about the pink. Greatly increases anger, aggression.
So what Rama did...
not his fault. But we were right not to send groups down again.
I'll make note of it in the official report.
You confirm this is safe? Breathable?
Yes, you're fine. You'll be out of the pink soon, and the hums should subside.
What makes the music?
We don't know.
Approaching 85 meters. I don't hear the music anymore.
Silva, when you get to 100 meters, you will be approaching the white stripe. The white stripe starts near 110 meters and continues down for about a meter.
Understood. Do not touch the white stripe. It is relatively noticeable, so I'll be able to avoid it. I listened to the briefing. I saw the photos.
You're approaching it now. See anything yet?
Beneath me still, yes. I can make out the white stripe.
Just don't swing, and keep your arms and legs in. Let the crane do the work, and you will pass it in no time.
Will do.
Reaching 113 meters, just below the white stripe. Silva, are you there?
Here, my apologies. Just... odd. Something so normal.
Being so caustic. And, as we have no way to study it with ease, we still do not know what gives it its terrifying properties.
Accurately selected choice word. Am I supposed to be seeing something else here? Just reached 117 meters.
You're in new territory now. What do you see?
Dark spots.
Can you elaborate?
I look down with a flashlight, and there are spots in the light that don't move. Dark spots. They aren't there when I try to look at them again.
Put your hands in front of your face. Can you still see the dark spots?
No.
Shit. Do the spots do anything?
I cannot tell. They stand still when I see them. I've descended past where I saw a few of them, but nothing is happening. Am I hallucinating?
Possibly. Your history shows no cases of claustrophobia, even under extreme test conditions.
I assure you, it is not the cave that is unsettling, Carrillo. Oh, Reeve!
Silva, what's going on?
I just saw something. I may have reached the end of the narrow. I see a pool of liquid beneath me.
Stop the descent. You are at 152 meters down. How far is it from you?
It's approximately 2 meters below me. And it's beautiful.
Describe it to me, Silva. What do we have down there?
It looks like liquid polished stone. It ripples in my light. 154 meters down, approximately 2 meters in diameter. No way to tell the depth. The surface is too reflective.
I'm taking note of everything, Silva. No one has reached these depths before.
So, what do I do?
We have no data on the pool or its properties, so collect a sample? Give me a moment. Do you have any objects that can be removed from your person?
Yes, I have several pockets full of sampling equipment.
Take out a sample dish and drop it in the pool. What happened, Silva? Report.
Not what I expected. So, the pool moved. moved out of the way of the dish, so it fell, and then the pool shimmered and moved away from it, and the dish kept falling. On the other side of the pool, there's more of the narrow.
Explain again?
I dropped the dish, the pool moved away from the dish.
Stop there. What does moved away mean?
I dropped the dish. As the dish fell into the pool dented, then made a hole, and the dish fell through. It never touched the pool.
Continue.
The pool moved away from the dish, and I saw the dish go through the pool and keep falling on the other side. I saw more of the narrow. The pool is not very deep. It floats.
Please understand. It's difficult to understand from your description.
It's difficult to understand from having viewed it.
Repeat the test. Drop something else.
I dropped a metal scraper. Same results. The pool retreats from being touched with a quick response, but flows slowly to restore an even surface after the disruption.
So you have yet to touch the pool?
Correct.
But you are not at the bottom of the narrow, as you originally suspected.
Correct. Can you lower me another meter and a half?
It may be unsafe, Silva.
I know.
Do it. Lower to 153.
I took a testing rod and pushed it through. It forms a fluctuating cylinder around the rod and opening.
Be cautious. It may be caustic, similarly to the white stripe.
I am waving my hand above it. It reacts by pushing away from my hand, starting at a distance of approximately 9 centimeters. The closer I press, the more it moves away from me.
Please pull your hand back, officer. We know nothing about this pool.
Carrillo.
Yes?
I think you can lower me through.
What?
I stuck my arm through. It created a natural tunnel around me. I think you can lower me through.
We have no idea what the pool is.
We have no idea what anything down here is. It is the reason we are doing this. Begin the descent.
Do you believe yourself of sound mind?
I, Officer Silva, am of sound mind. Now hit the button.
Confirm. Begin the descent. Tell me everything, Silva.
As I'm lowered in, the pool is pushing up the walls of the narrow, making space to displace the volume needed to let me pass. The pool shines wherever the light strikes. I've passed it now. And it's slowly reforming a cylinder around my descent line. It's not touching it as far as I can observe as I descend. The narrow continues.
Silva, I can't hear you. Silva?
Ma'am, something is swinging the line.
Ascend now. Silva, talk to me. Silva.
Carrillo, I still do not see an end in sight. There are no changes to the narrow's walls. Can you hear me now? Carrillo.
Yes. Silva, I can hear you now.
I'm at 160 meters. I can still see the pool overhead. I think it blocks out my signal as I descend.
The whole line was shaking. What happened?
What? Nothing happened. You lowered me down. The signal died. You pulled me back up.
Do you feel sick? Anything out of the ordinary?
If possible, it feels darker here now. Beneath the pool.
How do you want to proceed? Silva?
Lower me down. If you do not hear from me for 3 minutes or have reason to suspect danger, pull me out of there. Up to 160 where we can speak.
How will we know if you want to be removed?
I will thrash on the line.
3 minutes. Or less.
Understood.
Restart descent. Talk to me until you can't, Silva.
Everything looks standard narrow. It's difficult to tell just how deep down here I am. It all looks the same.
Silva?
Silva? Maybe Archon watch over you.
The timer has started.
Look for any movement on that line. If it swings a centimeter, I want that ascension underway.
Understood.
Silva, can you hear me yet?
We are reaching 3 minutes in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ascend now.
Ascension underway.
Now ascending.
Silva?
We've reached a maximum descent depth of 245 meters, and last documented audio contact was at 160 meters.
Does this crane go any faster?
Should I note that all audio contact is impossible below 160?
Yes, starting 6 meters below the pool.
Ma'am, perhaps if we put a receiver above the pool, shouts could be heard from a greater depth.
Maybe. How high are we now?
217 meters. Now approaching 160 meters in depth and ascending.
Silva! Silva, respond.
At 160 meters.
Silva, talk to me.
Passing 160. 159. 158.
Silva?
Now passing through the pool.
Answer me. Make a noise. Silva?
Now, well within normal communication range.
Silva?
When the line was fully retracted, the harness was empty.
The harness was intact?
Yes. Intact and empty.
Who was next?
Officer Elidi. I'll start the recording after the initial descent, once Officer Elidi neared the pool.
Wait!
What is it?
What was Officer Elidi like?
Kind. Young. An upstanding citizen.
Recording 4. The voices.
Claustrophobia is not the issue, it's the dark. I've never been somewhere so black.
The Narrow is not a place for the easily frightened, Officer Elidi. You are reaching 140 meters and should see the pool soon.
Yes, I, shine. When I shone the light down at the pool, I saw one of the dark spots flicker over the edge. But I see it. The pool.
Elidi, how are you? How do your vitals look to you?
My heart is beating quicker than usual, but otherwise within acceptable parameters.
What do you want to do, Elidi? We can pull you out of the Narrow, or you can endure.
This is what I was sent for, ma'am. Nearly at the pool. Stop me at 152 meters. I'll set up the receiver there.
Arrest descent at 152. We'll do in 3, 2, 1.
Give me just a few moments to set up the receiver, and then I'll head on through. The pool is beautiful. It glimmers like polished stones.
Any issues with the receiver?
No. I'm attaching it to the static line now.
Arrest the static receiver line permanently. It is not to be withdrawn.
Line arrested.
The receiver is on and hanging free.
Understood. Are we receiving input from the receiver yet?
Yes. Clear signal.
Elidi, everything is in place. Remember, once you go through the pool, we cannot receive your signal past 160 meters. Shout everything, and the receiver above the pool will pick it up for as long as possible. Hang the dowel from the receiver to create a passage in the pool.
Already done, ma'am. Start the descent.
Understood.
hear me?
Yes. You may need to get louder the further you go. The receiver will also transmit our voices down to you, but the further you get from the pool, the less you will hear.
Understood. Speak up, though. I'm already at 174 meters.
Officer Silva said it was darker down there, so use your chemical lights when needed.
I will crack it now. The flashlight is not cutting it.
See anything?
Nothing yet.
Keep talking, Aliti.
Be quiet. I think I hear something.
At 190 meters.
Something new?
Hello? Is someone there? Officer Silva?
Aliti, is Officer Silva alive down there?
Officer Silva! I can hear you. Can you see my light? I can't see you.
Do you hear Silva?
I hear her. She says it's dark, so dark. I can hear her just below me. Don't stop the descent.
Aliti, we can barely hear you.
Should we begin the ascension?
Do it!
Dark. It wasn't Silva. It wasn't Silva.
Aliti? Aliti, hear my voice. We are pulling you up.
I can't see. It wasn't Silva.
Aliti, you're coming up. Up here within minutes.
I dropped my light. I can't see. It's so dark. It's dark.
Are you hurt, Aliti?
It's black. It wasn't Silva.
Vitals are spiking. He's in pain or having a panic attack. We need to get him out of there. Use the accelerated ascension we installed after Silva. What are you waiting for? Do it.
Yes, it's done.
Caution, now accelerating ascension. Please stand clear of ascending objects.
Black, I dropped my light.
We'll have him up here within 90 seconds.
Get medical care. He may be hurt. He's not very responsive.
10 meters. 9. 8. Slowing ascension.
He's here. Get him out of there.
Oh, Reeve.
What's wrong with his eyes?
Officer Aliti's chemical light was still active and attached to him by cord. We were unable to determine what he meant by "it wasn't Silva," as he was given a sedative to calm down and has yet to awaken. I saw it myself when medical pulled him out of the narrow. His eyes were gone. The black rock of the narrow sitting in his empty sockets. Officer Aliti was afterwards removed from duty. You, Officer Card, now understand the dangers of undertaking this descent and choose to partake in the descent of the narrow as requested by your division, but of your own free will?
Yes.
May the Archon watch over you.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. If you would like early access to episodes and bonus content, join fellow citizens on our Fool and Scholar Patreon at patreon.com. This episode of Tales from the Tower was written by Caitlin Statz, co-produced by Travis Vengroff and Sarah Baczynski, with editing, sound design, and mixing by Sarah Baczynski. The Narrow was read by Peter Joseph Lewis, Sarah Ray Werner, Christy Luce, Daniel Demeron, Pacific S. Obadiah, Travis Vengroff, Sean Howard, Zoe Von Embler, and Sean Daniel Francis. The music for this season of Tales from the Tower was written by Brandon Boone. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool and Scholar Productions, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Vengroff. Thank you for listening. Hope that the Archon watches over you.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.